They say, a great man once said, I'm not paranoid, they're just all out to get me. Now, I don't believe that he said that. I think they made it up. Some people ask me who they are, and there are they, it's just that I don't know who they are. They know who they are, and they'd be the first to say that they don't exist. So you'll know it's one of they when they say they're not they. So if I came up to you and said, are you one of they, then they would say no, and I would immediately know that they were all one of they. But of course, if you know that, then they might say yes, it might be a double bluff. So when people come up to me and say, are you one of they, and I say no, I'm not one of they, I really am not one of they, because, you know, I know that I'm not, so I mustn't be. Now, they do a lot of things that they shouldn't really do, like, I don't know, like kill presidents and murder dogs. Mainly, they murder dogs, because, like, dogs are man's best friend, and they said once that, you know, you can't live without friends. That was a different day, of course. That was like a philosopher's day, not like conspiracy day. It gets quite confusing, but just pay attention, and it'll make sense. Another thing they do is the opticians. There are they. You know, they said that I needed glasses because I couldn't see, but I knew that I didn't need glasses, even though I walked into a wall once. But that's not the point. Just because I couldn't see doesn't mean I needed glasses, does it? That's like them, they, saying something that doesn't need to happen. And I was only like 5 years old at the time, and fair enough, I couldn't read because all the words were blurry, but that might have been something else. That might have been their satellites, mightn't it, scrambling my eyesight. I don't know. But anyway, they said that I needed glasses when I quite clearly didn't. Even though, you know, I kept tripping over the dog, which was dead. Shot in the head, actually. Anyway, no, but right, they said I needed these glasses when I was 5, and I clearly didn't. And they gave them to me for free. So I wore them. Because you do, don't you? If you're given something for free, it's great. It's like a present or something. So I wore these glasses, right? And then they said, and this is another they, this isn't the conspiracy they or the philosophers they, this is like them that know about they, but not the philosophers they, the conspiracy they, yeah. Right, anyway, so they say that, you know, you can live without glasses, even if you do need them, which I didn't, right? But they said that your eyes can get better. But if you have glasses at too young an age, right, your eyes develop, so they need glasses, and then bang, that's when they hit you, innit, with the money, right? When you need the glasses, which you didn't need in the first place, that's when they say, oh right, you need some more glasses, don't you, because your eyesight's got worse because of our glasses that we've been giving you for free, but now you need to wear glasses properly, and that's £200, please. So that's why I shot all their dogs. Another thing they do is tap your phones. Now, a lot of people think this means they put a little bug in the phone and record things. But I mean, that is true. They do that. But it's an electronic bug. Even though they've got electronic bug, spider bug, that's actually made out of spiders. And it crawls up on the phone and just listens to your phone call. And then it can walk off, right, and go and talk to a man in a van outside. It gets in the van by spinning a web up to it or something, right? And then it crawls up to the man's face and stands on his ear and just whispers back a phone call, right? It's much more cheaper than having an electronic bug, which everyone knows about anyway. They see a spider on the phone, they think nothing of it, do they? But I do, so every time I see a spider, I kill it with a gun. Sometimes they look like dogs, right? And another thing is, they tap your phone, as I said. And that doesn't mean electronically bugging it, or even the spider bug, but that just means tapping it, like literally tap, 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 tap it. They tap your phone just to annoy you. They sit there and tap it, and you can be like having a nice conversation with the butcher about dogs who have been shot by accident, which wasn't me, by the way, I don't shoot dogs, they do, honest. And they might say, just to annoy you, go tap, tap, tap over the top of the phone call, which is really annoying. And you can imagine how annoying that really is, can't you? Tap, 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 tap. Really annoying. And right, they made them arrest me for shooting dogs, even though I didn't shoot dogs. They did. Yeah, and that gun that they found, that was they as well. That wasn't me. And all them dead dogs, that was they. even ones that were buried in my garden. And that video they found of me shooting a dog and burying it in my garden, that was they. That was like all done on computers, like, you know, that's Star Wars. They can make, you know, Boba Fett fly with a computer, right? So they made it look like I shot a dog and I buried it in my garden. It's not true, it didn't happen. That was they. And another thing they do, right, that moon landing, that was faked. And they faked it because, I don't know, it was all about the economy or something. And there was, like, Afghanistanians who were from Russia who they wanted to go to the moon first, but the Americans wouldn't let them because that would have meant the Afghanistani Russians would have ruled the world or something. And the CIA didn't want that. So they just faked the moon landing just in case the Russians actually did do it, because, like, those Afghanistanians, they're quite good at building rockets, but not as good as the CIA, even though they didn't actually build a rocket. They faked it in a studio with a James Bond director. There's a film about it, so it must be true. All films are true to some extent. E.T., that was true. Lord of the Rings, that was true. Apart from all them wizards, that was just stupid. And another thing they do, right, that's Sesame Street, right? That's just Nazi propaganda for the CIA. Because the CIA is run by Nazi Jews. Yeah, that's true. Nazi Jews. Yeah, CIA. Nazi Jews. And Sesame Street, right? They use, like, a sounding board for their propaganda of, oh, you know, I don't know, killing Germans or something. I don't know. But as you listen to it, it's all in code. It's all in code. And once you know the code, you know exactly what they're saying. Like that count, right? One, ha ha ha. Two, ha ha ha. I mean, what does that mean? That could mean anything, couldn't it? In code, that could mean shoot some dogs, which, you know, if they'd implanted in my brain through their satellites to shoot some dogs, then that might have been what made me do it. Not that I did do it, they did it. And the Elmo thing, innit? I mean, that's not real, surely. I mean, little red creatures, what's that about? Oh God, I mean, like, that could mean anything, couldn't it? Like, you could be going, we got to learn how to cooperate. And that could be code, couldn't it, for have a war with China. And, you know, it's no coincidence that he's red, is it? And postage, yeah? The mail, the Royal Mail, right? That's they as well. And it's no coincidence that postage is an anagram, right, of Gestapo. I mean, come on. Nazi Jews, CIA people, innit? And they used a post to, like, send me all sorts of, you know, illegal literature, right? About, you know, murder and dogs and stuff. That was them, that was they, nothing to do with me. I can't, you know, it's not me who controls the post I get sent, it's them, it's they. It might have my name on it, and, you know, they might have receipts that I bought it, but that doesn't mean anything, does it? That could be them, that could be they. It is them, it is they. I mean, people might think that I'm paranoid, but I'm not, because they do it. They're out to get me, and, you know, they'll put together all sorts of made-up shit to make it look like you've shot some dogs. Right? And I went to court, and fair enough, I paid my price. You know, I went to prison, and that's where they got me the most, in prison. Like, they pumped me full of drugs, right? Not that I knew, I just thought that it was like food. But I was eating it, and it made me cry at night. And it made that man do strange things to me from behind. And, you know, in the showers, all sorts of things happen that I don't want to talk about. And that's the drugs that they gave me in my food. Right? And then when Mum died, right, they said that was me, but it wasn't. She was a dog. No, she wasn't a dog, no, but that wasn't me either. That was they, right, you know? And, like, there's all sorts of things that make me do things that I shouldn't be doing. Like, you know, those bits that come out the back of planes. Looks like clouds, right? That's gas. They're pumping gas into the air. It's like chlorobarkerns or something. And they say it destroys the ozone, but it doesn't, no. That goes straight into your mind and mixes with the calcium, right, and the fluoride in your toothpaste that they're using to mind control you, right, with all the mobile phones. Come on, that's no coincidence, is it? Mobile phones linked to me killing dogs, right? I got a mobile phone and I killed a dog. Not that I killed a dog, I didn't kill a dog, that was they, but that's not the point, right? Anyway, so all that mixes together and makes you go a little bit weird, right? And and tramps as well, right? Tramps, they're a part of they. They're like spies, and like they say, give me some money, right? So I can like have a cup of tea and be warm and have, you know, a house to live in. But no, you don't. You see them in the next day, right? Don't you, right? Even though you've given them 10p, they haven't gone and got a house, have they? You know, if they were real tramps, they'd have gone and got a house with your 10p, right? If I give them 10p, someone else must give them 10p, right? So that's at least 20p they've got, so why haven't they bought an house? I don't understand it. It's because they're spies. They're spying on me. And the fact that they live, like, everywhere is just, like, the perfect cover, isn't it? Tramps, definitely spies, right? And what else? Quality Streets, right? They're a part of they as well. Yeah, it's all very chocolatey and good, isn't it? It's all very nice, but that's a bit of a coincidence, isn't it? That, like, you buy a box of Quality Streets, and 10 minutes later, after eating a Quality Street, you're killing dogs. And your mum. And a tramp. But no. Quality Street. Got something in it. Mixes with fluoride and the calcium and the trails out the back of trains and mobile phones, and it all just does something to your mind. And the internet, I mean, come on, that is the biggest giveaway ever, right? That's those Nazi Jews again, and those red Chinese people, and they're getting together to spy on us through our computers, right? Everyone thinks, yeah, you look at a monitor, right? But that's just a big eye, like that George Orwellian bloke in that 1956 film about 1983 or something. I don't know, it's just looking at us, all like square and like spying and watching you look at pornography about their dogs, right? Which they say made you kill dogs, which I didn't. But no. How do they know that? I mean, they said I had it on my hard drive or something, but that's not the point. How did they know that? Anyway, that's why I brought you all here today, because I'm not going back to prison, no matter what they say. You're all, like, representative of all the nasty things they've done to me over the years, and I've had enough. And no matter how much you all try and look like dogs and mum and tramps, it's not going to stop me from doing what it is I want to do to you with this big gun.
Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.